September 14, 2015, Dakota County Board of Corrections meeting at 2 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 2:03.
Call the Board of Correction meeting in order. Will you please stand and join the new Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Court roll.
Tony?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yeah.
Dick?
Here.
Bill?
Yes.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near to the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, August 3rd, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second it.
Moved by Commissioner Love and seconded by Commissioner Roddy. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Motion carried. New business. Sheriff, would you come forward?
Let the copy of the jail report in front of you folks there. Month of August, total in-house 104. We averaged about 95 inmates, 9 feds. What do you want me to go to first? Should we read all this to you or just go to the part that's interesting to me?
What?
Jail spent $64,446 less than allotted in August, which is 29% under budget for the month. That's the important part to me. So we're averaging about the same. We did the first time this morning. I just got back. We've done a Conair federal transport that Marshall's used us for. So first time in many years, I guess, they've used us for that. So hopefully we'll pick that up and do that a lot more. But that was quite a deal.
Did you handle reports to every one of us?
Yeah. Did you not get one, Tony?
I didn't have any time.
I got an extra. Oh, that's what I did. I stuck one on Rick's.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
So, marshals are looking good. We're hoping to get some more marshals in here. I have yet to sit and talk to him. That'll help with some offsetting the cost. But August, just 17.9, almost 18 grand from just the marshals. So, that's pretty good. 19, almost 20,000 from all federal income. That would be the BIA, ICE, and the marshals. Mm-hmm. So, sheriff's office brought in 48 bookings. PD brought in 30 last month. NSP 11, county court 11, ICE 12, and other 9. One homeless, 7 from out of states. Iowa 12, Sioux City 29. I don't know what that deal is. Iowa. And other Nebraska counties is 24. One juvenile still. I think he got out, though, didn't he? We just transported him last week. I think he might have got out. The one juvenile that we were housing.
Is there any questions for Chris?
I don't think so.
From the board?
I don't have any.
Cutting dry.
Yeah. Good report.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Good day. Corrections committee reports. I don't think there's any. Mail and emergency business. I don't think there's any either. Public comments. Anybody on the public like to make a comments on the Board of Corrections? No public comments. Meeting adjourned. Now I'm going to move to regular meeting for the Board of Commissioners. Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yeah.
Dick?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted in the west wall near to the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available by for review by all citizens in attendance. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, August 31st, 2015. Approval of the payroll claims. Approval of the accounts payable claims. Approval of the chair to sign grain award of $64,760 in a special condition approved by the Nebraska Crime Commission for project juvenile diversion and alternative detention. So we need a motion for consent agenda items.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion from Commissioner Roddy and second by Commissioner Law to approve the consent agenda items. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yeah.
Dick?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Now we move into new business. Open and award bids for construction of Kennesaw Road Culvert Project.
First one is Alvin Mish's Contracting, Jackson. On one and four, his total price is $31,590.
$31,590?
Yes. Group one was $17,170, and group four was $14,420.
We've got the tube, don't we?
Yes.
Then we bought the tube. And it's here.
Skyler.
Who's this one from?
This one is B&B Rogers Excavating Incorporated. Group one. $12,091.64. Group four is $8,200. His total bid on one and four is $20,291.64.
$20,000 what?
And that's only two bids I have.
Bonds with those two bids?
Yeah, the first one had it. Yeah.
Have experience records?
Yes. He's got his certificate of liability insurance on here, but his bond isn't in there.
Certificate. that attached to the front?
Has he got one?
There is not.
I would suggest that we have that road committee review this and make sure that they have a certificate and bond papers, and you guys decided what you want to do. I mean, is that okay with you, Dick?
Yes, that's fine. I'll be back there Thursday.
That's what I like to do. You guys review this, the whole...
J-E-O.
Pardon me? What's that?
Is J-E-O in charge of this?
I designed it.
Okay.
As far as MAMIC recognition, I'm Brian McDonald, I'm the engineering
product. Sure.
You might want to have your attorney review this, because there is no bid bond on the one bid. I believe he's going to look at that and say it's a non-responsive bid. But I'd have your reach. You might want to have him talk with your road committee. I'm sorry.
He's right here.
Tony.
Yes.
Kind of like it was before.
Pardon me?
Just kind of like it was before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you guys took the second bidder on the bridge instead of the low bidder.
Right, right.
It's illegal.
I understand.
It's illegal in this case, too.
I want to, that's why I referred to that.
There's nothing illegal about it. I don't know where you come to, I don't know why you say that, but it doesn't matter. So I'll make a motion for the road committee to review it and make a decision.
Yes, the way that I want it done. Okay.
That's my motion.
I'll second it.
Motion to have the road committee review the project, and they decided to do the right thing. Motion by Commissioner Love and seconded by McNair. Call roll, please.
I think that was Rick.
Rick? That was you, Rick?
Yeah, it was me.
I'm sorry, Rick was gay.
Rick?
Yeah.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Motion carry. Thank you, guys. At this point, we're in time. I'm going to open a public hearing for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, observation of the taxpayer related to 2014-2015 Duval County budget. So at this point, I would like to hear support, anybody in support of this budget proposal. Anybody in favor? Anybody in neutral? Anybody on not in favor? And I'm going to close the public hearing and move into board to approve and increase the base rated in funds by an additional 1% for $57,963.54 for the total increase in the restricted funds on the amount of $2,872.39.
This is Dick. I will make the motion for that.
Okay.
Second.
Second. Okay. Moved by Commissioner McNair, second by Commissioner Rudy to approve the base increase restricted area fund by 1%. Call roll, please.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion carried. Under new business, item D, board to approve resolution 15C-034 for the adoption and appropriation of the proposal budget 2015 and 2016 county budget.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 15C-034 2015-16 budget year.
Seconded. Motion by Commissioner Lawler, second by Commissioner Gomez to approve the resolution 15C-034 for the budget 2015-2016. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick? Dick?
Yes.
Motion carried. I want to open a public hearing again for the purpose of hearing the support of position criticism, suggestions, or observation of the taxpayers related to setting the final tax request at the different amount than the prior year tax request. So at this point, I'm going to ask anybody on support of the observation. Anybody on neutral out there proposed? Anybody not in favor of this proposal? Looks like there's nobody. So we'll move to close the public hearing and vote for approval resolution 15C-035, setting the county property tax request. Any motion?
I would move to approve resolution 15C-035, setting the property tax request for the upcoming years 15 and 16.
Second it, Tom.
I'll second that. That's right. Okay.
Second it. That's fine.
Okay. Approved by motion by Commissioner Roddy and second by Commissioner Busquet to resolution 15C-035. Roll call, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yeah.
Dick?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Motion carried. Support for resolution 15-03, setting the, okay, no, I'm on the same line. 320. Open bids for the review for the 2015 Fiddle Creek Road Paving Improvement Project.
Tony, should we go to maybe H first because it's 17 after?
Oh, okay. It's
maybe
not
let Wayne.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good move. Okay, we move to item H, Wayne Boyd, Dakota County Attorney, for discussion of 190th Street and long-term access to the maintenance of the Dakota City Wastewater Treatment Facility. Wayne?
Yeah, I've got to make a disclosure before I start. Until this morning, I was not aware that I have represented one of the adjoining landowners for several years who is is going to object to this particular road being opened. I notified the city of the conflict and told them that I would make the presentation today and let any objections be heard by the board. The main thing is that the city of Dakota City is attempting to purchase property near the Missouri River for construction of a wastewater treatment plant. And they need access to that, and the engineer indicates that 190th is the best access to that particular location. And it's my understanding that that is on a section line. There's been some research through the county attorney or county clerk's office and through the road superintendent as to whether or not that's been abandoned, vacated, or whether it's ever been opened. And I don't know what the results of that were, but the city of Dakota City would like to have it open for access to this proposed wastewater treatment site. And like I say, the landowner that adjoins 190th is not in favor of that, and they were just notified, I believe, yesterday that there was a proposal to open up 190th from Highway 77 down to the Missouri River. I think that's been used in the past by virtue of an easement for the horse barn that's down in that area. In any event, that's the request from the city. The city administrator is here, member of the city council, and I believe the engineer is here to answer any questions. But I would ask that when you're done talking to them that you open it up for objections, because I know that Bev Hubbard would like to object to opening this road. So I'm kind of in a no-win situation here, but said that I would make the presentation, and you're certainly welcome to question the city administrator, council member, Clint Rasmussen, that's president or present, or the engineer from JEO Engineering.
Okay. Can you give us a little bit of input on this, Fred?
Has the road ever been open?
Yeah.
It has never been a county road. As
never been a county
road. It's not on our inventory. Shows that it has never been a county road. Okay. Am I in favor of opening? Is that what you like?
Well, I'd like to hear your comments, what your thoughts are.
I would still leave that up to
the board
commissioners.
What the board wants to do, guys.
About 4,822 feet from Highway 77 to the river. It's never been a county road. Has the city of Dakota City looked at any other options? Jerry?
Can I get up and comment on
it? Sure.
Jerry Ripley with JEO Consulting. I just wanted to clarify it, and for whatever the benefit is, I had done some research in the old road records in the Register of Deeds office, and there was an old road named Road Number 57, which ran down this particular section line. It's the south line of Section 16. At the time, Highway 77 didn't exist there, so there was a road named, and it was named from like a township line and ran easterly to the west bank of the Missouri River. So, and the date would have been somewhere that was one of those entries that never had a date, but it was between an entry of about 1868 and 1876. So
maybe Dick McNair, maybe. Do you remember that road? He's not even here for me to pick
right.
on it. He has no idea what I'm saying right now.
I guess what I'm saying is there was some record of it having been opened, but beyond that, you know, what the nature or what the status of the road is, I guess that's really what we were trying to have the county, you know, determine. When I talked with Jeff Curry and looked at kind of how the tax records are representing that area, and there was reference to areas having been designated as road right-of-way, so that was my understanding. Recently, then, the property owners have been getting some form of a credit then towards the right-of-way, having been county road right-of-way. So beyond that, I don't know if there was any record of abandonment, if it's been vacated or anything like that. But
I guess one question, you know, we have our hands full with the roads we have today, and adding more, I don't know, you know, we'd rather not, I'm sure, as a board, but have you explored other possibilities of locating this lagoon? I mean, you're roughly a mile south of Dakota City here.
Correct. It was we looked at a couple different locations through our study process for the new treatment plant. It was the wishes of the city basically to allow some growth potential, because having the wastewater treatment facility at the doorstep of your community doesn't really bode well for future growth potential. And so it was really for the benefit of trying to have some growth within the community, number one. And number two, the benefit of being along the river means the plant operates differently than if you are at a location outside of the Missouri River Valley that you have to discharge to a different stream. So there are some benefits to the city for this. In terms of, I mean, there's a road corridor there. I guess first and foremost, is there defined right-of-way that would be held by the county right now? And then if we could have that question addressed first and foremost, then maybe then we can have the discussion whether if it can be improved, what kind of cost would that look like, and where do we go from there?
Could your office research that and find out if it was ever actually legally closed?
Not really sure when we'd have a chance to do it. That's the only problem with our criminal caseload.
I mean, that'd be our first
priority, I guess, is find out if it's ever been vacated or if it's actually still open. Right,
because to me, if the property has been abandoned and reverted back to the adjoining owners, then do we have to go through another process then to right. establish right-of-way? So I guess what we're wondering is if there's already existing right-of-way, that's number one, that would be a benefit. You know? Then it's a matter of if that triggers first, then we can discuss what we do to approve the waiver. So
1860s, 1870s, I don't know what kind of record they can. It's probably not going to be, I mean, I don't know.
Commissioner Roddy, I mean, Commissioner Dick and Rick, they have any comments on this?
I know the road they're talking about. That road is, you know, other than for that horse barn, that's all it's ever been used for. I can't ever remember, you know, other than those people using it being a county road. So I guess you'd have to do a bunch of research to find out what's going on there.
Okay.
I as long as I worked for the county, I never went down that road. I never touched that road. So that was it.
Deb, would your abstract show anything there?
Thank you.
On record?
Yes, the pins are all on the north side, and I own that road.
Okay.
We just had a survey.
You did.
We've just been through all of it.
I mean, if you have an abstract, that'd go back.
Against it.
Your abstract would go back to the 1860s.
Well, yeah, and that's secretion land to boot. So
oh, yeah.
Some of that, so that doesn't even hold water.
Right. Tony?
Yeah.
Don.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was... Come in front of us and state your name for the directors. Thank you.
I'm Don Cramper, and the Crampers have owned property adjacent to that road ever since I was born. I'm going back to my memory. I cannot put it on paper, but on my memory, that was a section road with fences on both sides of the road. After a while, it was it wasn't used very much, and as a result, it was abandoned. And I don't know if it's through the statute of limitations or what it was reverted back to the owners adjacent to the road. So we moved our fence to half of the road. Laird's was on one side, and we were on another side on the particular area that we're referring to. So, and that was in the, probably in the 40s area, 1940s area. Give or take, I'm relying on my memory here. But anyway, that road was abandoned. We moved our fences over. Well, we didn't even put any fences up. We just moved them over. And if you look on that road, there is a utility line in there, and it is infringing on inside what the illegal fence lines were. So I don't know if you'll have to remove the utility line back to where it was, but I'm referring that to your information.
Sure, well,
but that was a road at one time. Sure. I remember as a kid. I'm 85. I do remember that. And but it was reverted because it wasn't used very much. And I don't know, like the statute of limitations, why it went back to the landowners adjacent to the road.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's great information.
Thanks,
Tom. Thank you. So, what the board wants to do?
This other.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Rob. I'm the younger, quite a bit younger. I'm agreeing with Bill, too, that you have so many county roads, and a lot of those need grooming by far. I'm sure it could be better. The other thing is, if this road is not going to be used every day and a lot of traffic, it's going to be a dump road, really.
Agree with you.
And I've seen that happen over on G Street. Along there's mattresses, furniture, everything in the ditches, and that's what's going to happen if nobody's patrolling the road, you know, regularly. So I can't really agree with it.
Okay. Anybody else? Yes.
I'm Jeff Hubbard, and I own that road, according to what my papers say. And we have fought for years to keep people out of there because they have shot our tractor tires, they have ruined it, run over our crops, and still the four-wheelers are down there. And we are definitely against this, opening this.
Okay. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Just want to say, I don't think the city of Dakota City is here to
you know, have a fight on it. I guess we're just, you know, exploring our options for the road. I mean, we'll definitely look at other options. It was just that was the best option right now, and so we were just doing some research on the road. So that's all I have to say. And like I said, we're not here to cause any trouble.
But you're gonna still looking for all the options. I mean, is what
yeah,
you're saying.
If Stacy has to use the river, I guess okay. We'll buy her boat.
Okay. Anybody else? Well, with that, we need to look into it and see.
I think there's going to be needed some research to be done. I guess it sounds like to me. I mean. And you know, that question, I was talking to Fred about this earlier today, you know, like he said, to his recollection, it was never been a road. And so when I questioned, well, if it was the case, would you put a, you know, gate at the end of it? You know, would you, if that was the case, you know, with right where the highway, you know, 77, where it comes on, you know, would the water treatment facility, you know, and like I said, we're not here, we want to. But the city of Dakota City and the county, obviously, we all want to work together and make things
definitely
right. But at the same time, are we looking to take on another, you know, a mile of road? No. You know, the answer is no. But, you know, whatever is going to benefit, you know, the city of Dakota City. But, you know, so I guess, I don't know. With that said, I guess I think we're just going to do some research to figure
probably
out.
Probably this be the way
you know,
to do it. Mm-hmm.
Like Don said, you know, was it, you know, abandoned? Was it given it back to the owners, you know, the land on each side? I, you know. What's that, Joan? Yeah, so, you know, if that was the case, I guess it wouldn't even be an option to even have that road if that was the situation. So I think we're just going to have to me, it's not like to move on maybe to our next meeting and maybe have to do some research.
Why don't we just,
I don't know, Jeff, will Jeff be able to
keep moving and do more research between the county and Dakota City and see what more options to be out there to do this project, but can we put on the next agenda, Tim? Yeah, why don't we just put it
on. So who's going to do the research on this then, I guess? Will the assessor's office be able to do some research as far as...
Probably, yeah.
I mean, if, you know, if Don's memory serves him right, maybe, you know, I mean, I would think you should be able to go back to the 40s or 50s or whatever it was, you know, to his recollection.
Let's look into it, you know, and do some research and see what you come out with. I mean...
Does that make sense, Christy?
Our records don't go back that far.
No?
90s.
Don't go back that far?
Mm-mm. 90s.
How far can you go back? I mean,
ours doesn't go much back further either. The problem is the roads never had names or, you know, there's no R Avenue 190.
Like back. Joe Blow Road?
And about the only way sometimes when they mention a road was abandoned, closed, they show the legal, but sometimes they don't even show that, they just give a name of a resident that lived there that was closed.
Well,
that is the biggest problem, but it hasn't been on our inventory for
years. But I think Commissioner Scott mentioned, you know, we want to be with Dakota City and on this project. But again, like this gentleman says, you know, I mean, that road is not going to be usable constantly and every day or just twice maybe 3 months or something like that. There's going to be a landfill. So
what other options do you guys have planned?
Exactly. The only other options among the audience here.
Clint, what were your other options, I guess?
Is there any other, instead of buying, because like I said, we want to move it a mile south of the town because we're going to start developing that area, hopefully, after the, you know, the wastewater gets filled, to bring houses along the river. And so we wanted to move it south of town. It don't make sense to put it where close
right
to where it's at right now. We want to build houses around it, so it's not be an eyesore. So, like I said, the city workers will be obviously at nighttime. Obviously, we can't say there'll be people on it, and I is a concern, you know, of the traffic down there at night. But like I said, the city workers will be working, you know, going down that road every day.
Every day?
Because they have to test it on Saturday and Sunday, too. So.
So that would be traffic.
Would the city annex that part into where their facility is?
They can't annex it. It's not urban in nature.
So we'll keep exploring options.
Exactly. What this is to, and get with the engineer, you know, and look more options to be open out there, you know, and see what we can do, and then we can talk about the next meeting and see what we decided to do.
What are you guys looking to build this facility next year?
We're talking 2017, 2018.
Okay.
Construction window by the time we get all the information collected into for a facility that size.
Okay. So we got time.
We need to find somebody to research it for us to find out.
Right.
And make sure it's been legally abandoned or closed. We'll
I mean, it might not be an option.
Yeah.
Have to buy
that's our
price.
First priority, I think.
Have to talk to them.
Does the power line go all the way to the river?
No.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Well, we need to do some research on this project, and we keep you informed, and then that's probably going to be on the next agenda item, and we're going to go from there. So, any other comments? Okay. We're going to continue moving on our agenda. Thank you, guys. Thank everybody for being here with concerns. So, the proposal. Going back to the item G on the agenda, open bids for review of the 2015 Fiddle Creek Road Paving Improvements Project. Right.
Have three bids.
We don't have a sheet, do we?
Bid is from MAL, Mark Albanicious, Incorporated. His total bid, $233,703. Second bid is Gill Construction, Jackson, Nebraska. $244,551.20 is his total bid. Third one is Steve Harris Construction, Homer, Nebraska. His total bid is $217,596.30. Thank you.
That's it, the three?
Yeah. Is that? Was the four on still?
There's no action.
Oh, no action, you're right. Okay. So we just want to review this or what?
They asked me to put it on the agenda to award it next.
Next meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you. So we like to see some of the next board meeting. Item E on the new business. Rob Gisi, County Treasurer, to verify report and distress warrants to the board and make an itemized report covering the amount uncollected, 77-171902.
Bob. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, just a bookkeeping item for you on dollars collected on distress warrants. So that will put to bed for at least a couple months these distress warrants, and we'll do it again next year. So.
Okay, any questions for Bob on the board?
So thanks to the sheriff and his staff for all their hard work.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Item G, Fred Callis, Highway Superintendent, request board approve the annual road report 2015-2016.
It's just the annual report that is requested by the state of Nebraska. Department make out our list of inventory and stuff. The chair is requested to sign it. I'd appreciate if that would happen.
It'll happen.
Okay.
I move that we approve the annual road report for 2015 and 16 and authorize the chairman to sign.
Second, I tell you.
Moved by Commissioner Rody and seconded by Commissioner Law to approve the annual road report 2015-2016. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yeah.
Dick?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. On the bottom, item K, discussion and action with contingencies regarding the City of South Sioux City request the $1.2 million county monies to spend on the River Drive development arterial street. As the chair of the board, I would like to table this item for the next meeting because I would like to have all the commissioners physically present here because over the phone, if you have some concerns or have some issues or the public has some questions, you know, and there's not going to be a good communication. So I would like to table it for the next meeting agenda. We don't need to have a motion.
I'll make a motion. Yeah, that's your motion?
Yes.
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay. The motion was to table the item for the next agenda item and seconded by Commissioner Love. Roll call.
Rick?
Yeah.
Dick?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Item I, approve board action to fill the vacancy of the county clerk within 45 days of the vacancy, 32-567. Board, we need to do something here. Anybody wants to?
I tell you, I think everybody's, we've talked about this enough, and I think we kind of know what path or road we're going to go down here. Now we've discussed it, you know, as Joan Spencer taking the county clerk spot as of October 5th. I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Ted's resignation goes October 4th at 11:59. Is that correct? You know, and I want to make a point, you know, in most probably 98% of the counties, obviously, you know, the clerk is pretty much the secretary for, you know, minutes and all the above for the county board. And obviously, you know, one of the few things that we have in Dakota County that are a little bit odd is obviously we had a Joan as our assistant administrator. So, you know, with her being working under Ted's office for, what, 17 years, I do believe. And, you know, she's been under the board for 15, 16, 17 years for the last 7 years. So I would make a motion to appoint Joan Spencer as the county clerk as of October 5th.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Love to appoint Joan Spencer as county clerk for the rest of the term that FIFO has on the county.
She still stays our girl, though.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
and,
she still stays our girl.
Seconded by Commissioner Roddy. Will you roll call, please?
Dick?
Yeah.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Dwayne Stoll, 539 164th Street, requesting that the board help to residents to hear the Cargill grain elevator addresses to the loud fan blower noise level. Dwayne.
Gentlemen, I've got a number of residents off of 164th Street here, and I can't realize how a business can come in and disrupt the neighborhood the way Cargill has done. And it's 24/7, holidays and everything. It just disrupts the whole neighborhood. There's a number of neighbors here. It's mind-boggling how they can come in and just do this in the first place with no control over this.
How long has she been doing it? Well,
it's been really going on for years, but it's got worse. You know, they had some work done over there about you probably already heard about the dust, and the environment was really bad over there. Right. So they had somebody for there all summer long over there working, but they must have beefed up these fans too.
So they must be put a bigger fence.
Yes.
That'll make more noise, apparently.
And even in your house, I mean, a little piece of quiet, if you're going from work, you haven't got it. You go inside your house, inside, if no TV or none of that stuff is on, but you still hear the thing rumble outside. I mean, it's really devastating. I don't know what to really do. I had Mr. Bill out, and he was out there and checked.
Noisy?
It's bad.
Very noisy. I expected to hear a fan noise, and we sat in his backyard, which is, I don't know, eighth of a mile from the elevator. It was hard to visit.
You
can't, honestly.
And I live right behind.
Can't do it, huh?
And this is 24/7. I mean, just holidays, weekends, everything.
Everything. It's all the time. And it doesn't stop. And the blowers. I live right behind the elevator. I'm 547. She lives right next to me. And when you are standing in your yard, you are almost yelling at your spouse or whoever just to communicate. And it never used to really be that loud. What they've done is vent it out to point towards the houses. The other pasture used to be McLaughlin's old pasture, and I can't see why they can't blow it that way. I talked to them probably 9 months ago and said, hey, why don't you guys vent it that way? And they go, well, we really don't want to clean up the dust. Well, I do clean up the dust. I can live with the dust more than I can live with the noise, because it's terrible. Our quality of life is terrible.
You cannot sit on your porch and be normal. It's ridiculous.
I couldn't believe it.
Miss Bird, I saw a bird, and our property is straight across from their parking lot, not the elevator itself, and we still get it in our backyard. If you're standing out in the backyard and those things are going, you have to come clear up to the house or into the house to visit. You can't sit out on the desktop.
Bad.
I called the sheriffs, actually, probably when they had all the dust issues that were coming, because it was so bad, and it was just a combination.
Horrible. It looks like dust, but it's gorgeous.
Right. He had,
and it just covers everything.
He had corn dust and bees wings on his back deck from this fan.
And that's what I was 4 or 5 days ago. Yeah. When that came out.
Oh, yeah. You can literally blast with a broom and sweep it off.
We're breathing it. Our ears, we're breathing.
Well, the kids and Oh, everybody.
I thought the same thing. Why couldn't they point it in a different direction?
Air conditioner.
It's McLaughlin's old pasture.
Yeah. Or west.
What's our options, west. Bill?
I mean, what can I don't know. We can't. And that's what I told Dwayne. I said, I don't know what we can do. We can.
But how can this company come in and do this in this area in the first place?
I think they want to be a good neighbor as much as they can.
You know what? Every time I try and work with these people.
I'm sure you have.
And I've been over there talking to them. And that's the first thing out of their mouth. We want to be good neighbors. Then they turn around kicking your butt. You know, on this stuff. It's just ridiculous. I called over the other day and I said, you do not have this noise. Nice conversation. South Sioux, you know, the elevators are all right, or these other, they're pretty decent. That's why we moved out here.
That comment was made to me myself.
I think one of the first steps that the board needs to do as a board, you know, to go and two of us, you know, we want to talk to them and try and work with them and let them the concerns that you guys have, you know, because it's a great concern.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any resale value because of the noise. If I knew what I did when I bought my house, it wasn't on, I would have never bought it.
No, because
never in a million years.
It used to all, I've lived on that street because my grandparents were wrestlers and they lived on that street. And then McLaughlin's built this little itty bitty one, and then it's just expanded to all those extra ones. And so nobody asks us, can you guys expand? It just happens. And the next thing we know is we live with that sound because it never used to be that way.
It never was that bad. It wasn't that bad. At least they shut it up for the weekends.
And I even tried to buy a decimal meter off the internet.
No,
they can't do that.
We've been out there before the elevator was built.
Yes, all the houses were there.
We've been there for 21 years, and it wasn't like that when we moved.
Does the county have a noise ordinance?
That's what I was asking the county attorney right now.
Like South Sioux does?
We need to look.
It's no different than somebody, you know, having a party and turning up your stereo.
I'm assuming we'd have to.
But we don't.
Whatever help we can get, we'd appreciate it.
I don't think it is, Bob, but if we can enforce it through the county clerk, you know, but it needs to
be. Do you know the manager out there? What's his name?
But I think the first.
They could change it all.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to him not too long ago, but. Anyway, I don't know if Bill's okay with it, but Rick, do you know who the manager is out there, or the guy in charge?
Yeah, I do, and I'll stop and visit with him and talk to him about the fan and see what we can get resolved. I don't have a problem doing that.
Why don't you and Scott, were you willing to go?
That's fine.
Yeah. Why don't you?
That's fine. We can both go over there.
Or you want to go by yourself? I mean, it's up to you.
It don't make no difference. I can talk to him, and I know Mark Struve over at the Sioux City office, and he's the main manager for all of those areas, Cargill's in this area. So
right.
We'll take a visit with Mark, and we can see what we can get resolved.
Yeah. Did you hear all the concerns from the public here?
Yes, I did. And I've been over in that area. I farm over in that area. And I know the dust, and I'm aware of the noise issues. So, it's brought to our attention. We'll go over there and visit with them. We'll see what we can get handled, see what we can get resolved.
Why don't we just go from there, you know, let those two guys go in there and talk to them and see what the response will be from them, and then we go from there.
Thank you very much.
We keep informed.
We need to do something.
Okay. Well,
we'll do our best.
Believe me, we do our best.
Thank you,
guys.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you, all of you. We're going to miscellaneous on the agenda. Fred Keller, Highway Superintendent, road report. You got two payments here, Fred.
August 16th through August 29th. Is that the right one? Do I have?
16th to the 29th? No, I think you're a little bit behind. Well, I don't know.
I couldn't get a top email. Wasn't working. Did you get it?
That's the one that I got on.
Okay.
Yeah. 344 hours of total road maintenance. Tree debris removal, 17 hours, 13 hours of mowing. Aggregate, 2,285 ton. Sign repair, 7 hours. Number of signs, 8.5. Don't ask. Barricading, 2 hours. Road concerns, 7. Grading, Mills Beach, 164th Street, O Avenue, Knox Boulevard, and 180th Street. Gravel, Wiggle Creek, and 260th.
Did you get to Hamlin today? Down there at Hamlin?
I did last week.
Okay. All right. And then where else did I ask you about?
172nd is this one just south of Hamlin there.
Yes.
Farmstead also, yeah, okay. You asked me,
yeah,
about.
Yeah, okay.
All them got hit last week.
Perfect.
And sometimes the road concerns,
right,
when our conversation don't get relayed.
Right, I understand. I understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair to appoint committee to examine the inventories of county officers, inventory of the county personnel property for 2015-23-347. Well, any of you guys willing to serve on the inventory committee?
I don't have a problem with that, Tony.
Okay. That's you, Rick, right?
Yeah.
Rick, who else? Billy?
Yeah.
You and Bill, is that okay, Rick?
Rick?
Okay, Bill and Rudy will be assigned to committee examine the inventories. Call roll, please. I mean, move. We need a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to have Bosque and Rudy.
Back at that.
Okay. Move by Commissioner Law, second by McNair, to chair appoint the committee. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yeah.
Dick?
Yeah.
Okay. Item C, we're going to make a quarterly jail report tour, but before we do that, we're going to go to commissioners committee reports. Any reports?
Our LEC, Tony, was canceled. I know there were some people out of town and people sick. Clint, help me out here a little bit. That's called the Dakota County Safety Agency .org /. Anyways. And help me out here a little bit. I don't have my notes with me, but I know that the way we set up, the way that each entity is going to set up, they're going to bond separately. Is that what everybody's thinking? I think what's going to happen is Dakota City is going to is looking at the 2 million, Emerson Hubbard's 1 million, and Homer is going to be 1 million. Correct?
Correct. That's what the projection from Joan that's been coming in for the last 3-4 months.
What do we collect? Like $93,000-$94,000, I think.
Each month is getting more just because of the summer and the months, but right now it's about 90, almost 99 for the last 3 months. So.
And I know that each entity has hired a architect engineering firm, correct?
Yep.
Dakota City is still kind of on the limb of what they're going to do. I think they're all on the limb of what they're going to do, obviously. I think the only body who's set in stone, I think Emerson, is going to buy out the other proportion of their block and add on and then renovate the existing firehouse. And Dakota City, as of right now, is still up in the air of if they're going to buy land.
Dakota City is, we're pretty sure that we're going to buy the land across the street from the ball field.
And then the old, when they buy the land from the ball field, then they're going to, this building next door, they're going to lease to the county for $1 a year. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we're going to figure it out. Is that what we discussed?
Yeah, it will be there for the city or for the county,
right,
to help storage any of trailers or anything that,
right,
we might need to store.
And then Homer,
will
I think Homer...
Will maintainer go in that door?
What's that?
Will maintainer go in that door?
Oh, I would think so.
Well, Fred's stuff? No.
Fred, well, your stuff will fit in that building next door, won't it?
We'll fill it.
But I don't think that Homer's made any type of decisions yet on what they're
going on. I think the goal is to have everything ready to go by January 1st. Dakota City is looking to start building next spring with Emerson, too. So.
Right.
for keep plotting away.
Well, thanks for your help, Clint, but I couldn't remember everything that was discussed, but thank you. Yeah, that's all I have.
Committee reports.
I met with my first meeting with the Mayor Commission on the 10th. We interviewed four people for, I think, one opening in the jail. And
two, three.
Oh, there, I thought there was one that night. One
there,
opening.
There, yeah, I thought you said positions.
No, we interviewed one. Four. One guy, one of the applicants.
Are you losing your mind? Eight? Think you're losing your mind? Interviewed
no,
three people and only one?
A couple of people have left.
Okay.
I thought you were referring to the positions.
Okay. Yeah, I think there was one opening, but one of the applicants didn't want to organize, so I'm sure that's where you're going to have to start. But anyway, that's kind of interesting. We had a safety meeting today, looking into some different things. I think one thing I talked to Fred about, Arnie, I think, wanted us to look at some kind of a hydraulic tool they have to help change the blades, the cutting edges on the road graders, because they end up doing them by themselves quite a bit. I don't know. Apparently they make some kind of a hoist to take 10 edges off, put them on, they're 120, 50 pounds. So one guy can do it, and he's going to look into the cost of that.
I think the pillow goes on the end, yeah.
Okay.
How long are those blades? How many pieces
each,
are
each operator's a little different, but anywhere from 50 to 100 hours somewhere in there. All depending on road conditions.
Yeah.
Any more commissioner and committee reports? Dave, Greg, you don't have any?
The only thing I have is we had a health department meeting, and everything went well, and Tiffany's got things going real well with her clinics and things and with the new people that are there. The only other thing they wanted is they wanted me to ask Scott how the sign was coming.
The last I knew, and I talked to Tiffany a few weeks ago, she said that she was going to get with the guy, and he was going to contact me, I guess. I'll ask her, Rick. When I'm done here, I'll see if she's there, and I'll go ask her. I think she was supposed to email the artwork to him, and then he was going to come over to my shop. I got a piece of aluminum or some sort that he was going to put it on, but I'll find out when I'm done here.
That's all I have.
Okay. Any more committee reports?
No, I got a meeting Thursday in Norfolk with Northeast Agency, so I got to go to that, and I'll let it go on that deal.
Okay. If it is any more public comments, any comments from the public about anything? Yes, Lori.
Lori Warner, South Sioux City Area Chamber of Commerce. Just to remind you that our legislative committee will be starting up October 5th. And we will do as we've done somewhere in the past, where we'll do every other week talking about the legislative issues as they come up, focusing, of course, on 2016. We have a wrap-up lunch. The Nebraska Chamber will come on October 15th and talk about this year's legislative and how it ended up and then what they're gearing towards the 2016 legislative. So we'll be doing that as well. And then if you're not familiar, my coat's going off on me. Yeah, my son had a game on. If you're not aware of it, Governor Ricketts is coming to town September 29th for our Business Awards Luncheon. He'll be our keynote speaker, and he'll be speaking at that, which is just a couple weeks from now. If you haven't reserved a spot, the 29th at Goodwill Camp.
Oh, Goodwill Camp.
Yep.
Okay.
He'll be coming for that one, but he also will be coming October 22nd. For the Tri-State Governors Conference. So we actually have him up here several times talking to us in the community as well.
The LegislLink group is going to meet at Hy-Vee or?
No, we're actually going to meet at our office, at our new
office.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going well? The
yes.
new building?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I drive by it 10 times a day. I always mean to stop and just visit. And
once we get the pavement done,
the
it will
done.
Be much better,
yeah.
yes.
When
yes.
is that supposed to happen?
Depends on who you ask. The rain always delays everything, and so we're waiting on, and all their projects get behind, so then ours gets pushed behind. We were number 5, now we're up to number 2 on their list.
I would think before winter, though,
I would think so, too, of course. And then last, I would like to make a request, actually, of the board is it has to come through you because the lodging tax is run through you. So I would like to reach out to you and ask if you could ask the state to give us a list of who actually pays lodging tax in Dakota County, so that we can see if everybody's on there that should be on there. And I've requested it, and they've denied me because they said it has to come directly from you since you oversee it. Yes, you can, but it has to come strictly from you.
From the board.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's just because we've observed a few new places, and we just want to make sure that they're all being on there so that we're collecting it. And just to let you know, this last month that we received, June, for the end of the fiscal year, was the highest ever in Dakota County. It was phenomenal, and so we just see that continuing, you know, again as we go forward to have those increases that we have had.
Good.
Okay, if you know of anybody that'd like to invest in a motel, we really would like to have another one in Dakota County. I keep pushing that to people, but haven't made that happen yet. So.
All right. Maybe Scott Law.
Right. Maybe Tony Gomez.
Thank you, Lori. Good job. Anybody else from the public? Public comment. Yes.
Roy Georgeson, I just wanted to comment a little bit on the Kennesaw Bridge project. I rent the ground right to the west side of it and run cattle on it, so I'd just like to be kept in the loop because I'm going to need some time to pull up fences or make temporary fences. So you guys have a time frame on when you're going to do this? It didn't sound like it, but nothing definite. But
we'll have Fred get a hold of you.
Yeah.
I think 30 feet, if you want to put a temporary one in there, just you can. Or move your livestock all together, that'd be up to you. But basically, 30 feet out should give them plenty of room to. For how far each way? I mean, 30 feet from the bridge. If nothing else, if you want to meet out there, I could. Okay. I'll show.
All right. Any idea when this is going
to
happen?
We haven't even awarded it to them. We'd have to talk to the contractor.
Probably not before the 1st of October.
Then I'd hopefully it would be going on by then, but.
Going to be gone next week, so I just got to try to figure out a time.
Are you going to be around tomorrow?
Well, yes.
I will contact you tomorrow and come out and take a look at it with you. But I'm sure we can agree on a temporary fence. If that's okay with you.
That's fine. Yeah, I've got gates down there, so it wouldn't be too tough to throw something up. So I just
that, where that I'm sure that'll work.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anybody else from the public? If it isn't, we're going to go to the jail tour. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Thank you, Rick and Dick, for being with us. And we're going to go to the jail tour. Enjoy your trip, whatever you're doing.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, now I'm going on a boat ride, Tony.
All right.
Hey, we'll see you.
Okay, we'll see you.